Let's go, girls.
With the World Series kicking off on Friday, I thought, man, you know how many cool wife points I could get if I could score tickets to Saturday night's game, because Saturday night is actually Art's birthday.
You're the biggest Dodger fans I know. They're in the World Series. They're playing the Yankees. It falls on his birthday. Wife of the year for the history of the world.
Oh, it would have been huge if I had a job that paid more. I'm on StubHub right now. And I was like, okay, let's see. Like, what's the cheapest ticket? Cheapest ticket right now, if you want to sit top deck, $1,100. And here's the thing. If I go to a Dodger game, I'm a bit of a seat snob. Like, I want to be able to sit somewhere where I can watch the game better than I could if I was at home.
You got to get over it this time around. If you go. This is the World Series versus the Yankees. It'll be the highest rated World Series in baseball history. It doesn't get better.
No, it's game two. There's no way. And it's funny because I even brought it up to Art and I was like, hey, like the World Series falls on your birthday. And he's like, yeah, have you seen ticket prices? I was like, yeah, I have. And he's like, okay, so we'll watch it at home. And I was like, sounds good. There's no way.
I think you should surprise him. Not tell him to the last moment, like, hey, honey, we're going to the World Series.
$2,200 for one night, it's not going to happen.
I don't care. Are you going to remember that purchase in 20
yes.
years?
Or when I'm still
remember,
paying it off?
Or are you going to remember the game?
No, when I'm
you're
still paying...
You're going to remember the game. No, you're not.
So here's what I want to know for Woman Wednesday, because I'm a cheapskate and I'm not going to pay those prices. What is the most extravagant or biggest gift you got somebody for their birthday?
Oh, I've done some huge ones.
All right. Well, I want to hear from you in 6 minutes, but you can call or text in now at 888-431-3764.
Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Are these text messages inspiring you to go Big Kelly and purchase the World Series tickets for your husband's birthday?
No, they're just reminding me how broke I am. On a Woman Wednesday, we're asking you, most expensive or extravagant gift that you've ever got somebody for their birthday? Because I contemplated for like a whole like 2.5 seconds buying World Series tickets for Art because his birthday's on Saturday and there's a game at Dodger Stadium. And then I went, no, let's not do that.
I still think you should. My most extravagant gift was out of stupidity. I just graduated college and I got a job immediately and I thought I was the greatest thing on planet Earth. I was making my own money. My best friend didn't have a job and he wanted to go to New York. I was in North Carolina at the time. Mm-hmm. So I took him to New York. We stayed in Times Square for 3 days for his birthday and we both just turned 21. I took him out for like 3 nights straight to the best bars. I dropped like $4,000 or $5,000.
Ooh.
And I had like $6,000 in my account and I thought I was the richest person ever. I came back with like $2,000. It was unbelievable how dumb I was.
That was a good lesson to know. Yeah, money goes really fast. Brandon in Redlands, let's hear, what was the most expensive gift you got someone?
Okay, so my beautiful wife just had her birthday a couple months ago and her car was breaking down, so I took her out and bought her a brand new Escalade Cash.
What? Whoa! Oh my gosh, she had no clue?
No, she had no clue.
Over under $100,000?
Just under.
Okay, Brandon, what do you do for a living that you paid cash?
I'm a heating and air contractor.
Can I borrow a loan to go buy some World Series tickets?
You absolutely can, Kelly, as long as we go together.
What was her reaction like?
She was stunned. She was actually super stunned. So it was a great gift, and the family's very happy with it. So.
Okay, how did you play this off? Were you like, hey, let's go to your birthday dinner? Or where did she think she was going when you put her in the car to go car shopping?
She knew we were going to go do something for her birthday. She didn't know what.
Wow. Yeah, major husband points, Brandon. I'm impressed.
Yeah, yeah.
So humble.
Yeah, right. We got some big spenders in the IE.
Yeah, 951 says, for my ex-husband's 30th birthday, I got him a Harley. I financed it. The loan lasted longer than the marriage.
Ooh. Not good when that happens. 626. I brought my husband a Colt 38 Super Pistol. $6,000. Beautiful gun, though.
Okay. 909 says, I took my son to Australia for his 18th birthday. Best trip memories we'll have for a lifetime. The whole trip cost me about $12,000.
That's how I think you should think for the World Series. And 951, took the family to see Bruno Mars in Vegas, paid for a hotel and everything for 3 days. Good for you.
All right. We want to hear from you. What was the most expensive gift or most extravagant that you got for somebody? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764.
I love a fur. Don't mind a fur.
I bet you Blake and Gwen go crazy for birthdays. Can you imagine the kind of birthday gifts they buy each other?
It was $600 million. Yes, I can only dream.
Meanwhile, my poor husband is getting a jacket from Marshalls. So for Woman Wednesday.
Is that serious?
That's serious. It's already in my closet.
Kelly!
I got him a little something extra too, but... My dream would be to buy him World Series tickets for the game on Saturday. It's actually on his birthday at Dodger Stadium. It's the Dodgers. It's everything he would love. But the tickets are just ridiculously priced. Somebody texted in and said parking alone is $200.
It's outrageous. I still sort of want you to do it for some reason. And the eye is inspiring you because there's plenty of extravagant birthday gifts. The 951 here says, my current husband, when we were dating, got me a Tiffany's necklace and diamond earrings for our first Valentine's Day. Then a Tiffany's ring for my birthday and another Tiffany's ring just because. He was obviously really trying to win me over.
Man, Art needs to step up his game, not me, him. Christina from San Bernardino texts and says, every year my husband takes me to Jamaica for my birthday. Okay, well, your husband is a baller. I am not.
How about we start you a GoFundMe page for broke radio hosts right. Trying to get their favorite team to the World Series. 951 here, I love this. Got my crazy ex a divorce. Cost me $1,200 a month for 4 years. Best money ever spent. Good riddance. Yeah.
Here's another one from the 909. It says, I was dating a girl. She was loaded. She bought me a 64 Impala for my birthday. Let me pick out everything from the paint to the suspension and the interior.
How did you find her?
Right?
And when did you realize she was loaded?
He said he dated her, so she's still single, guy. Maybe you might want to hit them up.
Can this dude follow up? Come on.